Oh, hello there. I didn't see you. Welcome to Talkin' Talkies, the show where we talk talkies. I'm Dan, and that's Chris.
I like how you didn't see them there, but on this audio podcast, do you see much of anything?
Tell the truth, I had my eyes closed the entire time, actually, as well, so.
Yes. How many podcasts have we recorded where we just didn't even bother to open our eyes? Will the fans ever know? No, you won't.
Am I ever wearing pants when we record? The answer is no.
And there, guys, that's a thing you know now. Welcome to Talkin' Talkies. We are finally at the last week of our 4-week span of prep movies. Power Rangers, the brand new one, the Saban's Power Rangers, is coming out in theaters, so we're going to go back and review the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie from 1995, which has nothing to do at all with this one.
It literally doesn't really have anything to do with the TV show either, because the storyline they visit in the movie is visited in the TV show later.
Right.
It's actually kind of done a little bit better, actually, in the TV show. So...
little bit.
We mean Ninjor.
And,
Ninjor!
Ninjor has, like, the most obnoxious but simultaneously cool voice ever. Like, it's really hard to describe. But this movie has a hot chick.
Yes, which was almost Mariska Hargitay.
Yes, but she got fired. But that's part of the trivia. We'll get to that.
Dude, so we're going to talk some about... trivia.
Also, Ivan Ooze is played by Paul Freeman, who was the Reverend in Hot Fuzz that we reviewed earlier this year. Now he's the baddest baddie in the universe, man. In the WWE universe, man.
Brother.
Brother. Yeah, so this movie is the Power Rangers lineup that doesn't feature Jason, Zach, and Trini because those three actors quit the show. Over money.
Yeah, so we
so instead,
Johnny Young Bosch is Adam. And dude is Rocky and the other chick's Aisha.
Yes. Not bad characters, but they're not the originals, so it's a little tough to adjust to them at first. But we still get David Yost, Amy Jo Johnson, and of course, Jason David Frank. And also the voice actors for Rita and Lord Zedd, although it's not the actual actors, but you know, whatever movie.
Doesn't matter. They're like in 5 minutes of it, so.
Yeah. So, the whole thing kicks off with the monologue about Zordon of Eltar and the Power Crystal and the Rangers and the monster Ivan Ooze. So you get like the little backstory, and that's just like, oh, they actually added some cool stuff to this. And that's like, nope, we're going to open up with them going skydiving because they were probably like, hey, let's do a really cool secret. Have you guys ever wanted to go skydiving? Hell yeah. All right, well, here you go. Let's go skydiving. Although there's no way they were actually skydiving without parachutes if they'd never done it before, which is hilarious because the very first time you go skydiving, you're supposed to go tandem so you don't do what Bulk and Skull did. Who don't jump out of the plane. The plane, it's running out of fuel, which I always got a kick out of. Guys, we're running out of fuel here. Can you jump already? And they miss horribly. And of course, like, because it's the Power Rangers, and it's, the whole thing is like, so A, the whole thing's for charity, and B, every single one of them hits the target dead center. Even Tommy, who's on, like, his faux skateboard. He's friggin' Silver Surfer, dude.
Yeah, man.
And then, of course, we have a rollerblading sequence, because why not? Because
it's the mid-90s, and it's extreme.
But then they get called. They get the power signal. And, like,
beep, beep, beep.
And since it's different from the TV show, this time they turn into, like, beams of light and just transport through the air instead of just appear and disappear.
But we got moved, because we got moved. Yeah, they only did that, like, in the first episode of the TV show, right? Like...
pretty much, like, yeah.
The first time they get transported to the HQ, right?
And of course, because it's a movie, we have to do everything different. So we have to have different HQ. We have to have a different actor as Zordon. Everything has to look different, man.
It's a movie. It's like simultaneously like a higher budget and a lower budget.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to that when we get to the Zord battle. Here's the thing. Like, I like this movie because I was a Power Rangers fan, and like, it's super cheesy and it's bad, but it's still a good time. But because I like it, I feel like it's only appropriate that I can rip it to pieces where it's applicable. And there's a couple of things I'm going to rip to pieces. So, yeah, this construction site unearths an egg because, you know, it's Earth. All the bad stuff in the galaxy always ends up on Earth for some reason.
Because that's where we've got humans, bro.
Yeah. And so at night, Lord Zedd and Rita and Goldar and the pig dude. Because
so apparently it's like a scene that got cut, but the pig dude is supposedly like Goldar's cousin who's there on summer vacation.
Yeah, which is freaking hilarious. They just created a new character and just threw him in there because why the hell not? And he's wearing a monocle, so he's like 10 times cooler just based on that fact alone.
I think it's like in like the novelization or whatever, they talk about how it's his freaking Goldar's cousin there on summer vacation. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Of course. But they get a lot of really funny one-liners, like when Lord Zedd makes the guards fall asleep. He's just like, you know, I could do that. I just choose not to. Even Goldar gets a couple of good lines in this movie. Because he thinks the Pink Ranger's cute, man. Although, I think every red-blooded male that watched this show thought the Pink Ranger was cute. Except for possibly David Yost. You know, because he probably thought the Red Ranger was cute. But we don't know that. That's all other trivia. So, yeah. They unleash a being called Ivan Ooze, which is literally just an egg full of ooze, and then it morphs into a guy. And he's just like, hey, thanks. And they're like, all right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to take out the Power Rangers, and you're going to kill Zordon. He's just like, okay.
I don't need actually, fuckers.
Yeah, actually, he throws a little bit of a hissy fit over the mention of Zordon. And, of course, the Rangers show up, and he can transform into people, so he, like, turns into the guard. He's got a couple of transforming scenes here. And they're like, so. And he's like, oh, man, Zordon's still getting kids to do his dirty work for him. Well, meet my kids, Ooze guys. So, of course, we get the first, like, weird sequence of the first, like, battle sequence where it's kind of cool but also super cheesy, where they're, like, levitating in air. Like, stuff they don't even do in the TV show. Like, Tommy's literally in the air just kicking one of the Ooze dudes. It's also, like, everybody has to do cartwheels. Like, Kimberly and Billy just, like, randomly do cartwheels to get away. It's so weird, but it's funny, but it's like ultra cheesy too. And then of course they morph.
Oh,
it's like the
first thing where I was like, what the fuck is this?
First of all, they go completely out of order, which is just wrong. And then like they finally morph, and then all the guys are gone because now they're in the building, so they got to track them down. And then they all have like gadgets and stuff, like the Yellow Ranger's saber-toothed tiger eyes have like a lights now, and the Red Ranger's got like a heat sensor or something.
And the outfits like, just don't like. I guess the outfits look more of a realistic armor for a superhero team, but it's just like such a departure.
Yeah, but it's like they were like 40 pounds each. So there's trivia that I'll get to later. But Karen Ashley and Amy Jo Johnson had back issues from carrying 40 pounds for all these fight scenes, which is just. It's a lot, man. So, yeah, fight scene's kind of cool, but while this is all going on, Ivan Ooze sneaks into the command center because, you know, you can't get in without a power coin. Well, if you're just an Ooze guy, you can just ooze through the cracks. Best part is Alpha tries to karate chop him. It does absolutely nothing. And then he just trashes the command center because he's missed so much. The Black Plague, the Spanish Inquisition, the Brady Bunch reunion. And of course, when he takes out the command center, the Rangers lose their powers. So they have to get back on foot, and they find everything trashed, and Zordon's out of his tube, and he's dying.
Which is like, wait, isn't this supposed to be like a projection of Zordon? He doesn't, like, live in the tube.
Yeah, so that's, like, another thing that they changed.
Movie bullshit. And he's like a baby. A baby.
God. It's like, well, not that bad. It's not like the little baby Lord Voldemort under the
Yeah, but that was all in his head, but it doesn't mean it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Dumbledore and the Blue Ranger would get a...
Oh, because Gary...
All right. Is that my quota for this episode? All right. So Alpha sends them to a far-off planet to get the great power.
Yeah, they have to get a new power source.
Right. Meanwhile, Ivan Ooze just walks into Lord Zedd's palace and takes over. He puts him in a snow globe, which I always thought was pretty funny. And then he's like, so what do you guys want to do, Goldar and your cousin? And they're just like, oh, we never liked those guys anyway. We'll work for you because, you know, that's what minions do. So he creates Tango Warriors, which are just birds. And he's like, you guys are going to fly. So they fly through from the moon to whatever this far off planet is. Just casually flying.
Yeah.
And it's like, so now I need to build an army and I need to unleash my, what the hell do you call them? Like ectomorphicons or something, you know, basically his own Zords. So he's like, I need to build an army. So he takes his ooze and markets it to children and it'll hypnotize all of their parents. And then there's like the random kid who's like buddies with the Rangers and his dad gets hypnotized and he's all forced to go to the, he's all forced to go to these construction site and dig. The kid's name is Fred.
Fred.
Fred, man. It's like the thing. And he's like, so yeah, like he disguises himself as a clown. He basically becomes Pennywise or Pogo the Clown or Doink or Krusty. My clown references. And he's just like, give it to your parents, show it to them, and if they try to stop you, throw it in their faces. Yeah, make them touch it, man. So all these people just zombified walk to this construction site, which is kind of funny because, like, Goldar fucks with them a little bit. Hey, dance. All right, do the swim. Just like making the fat guy dance. Fred's all like, what am I going to do? I need the Power Rangers. Well, they're kind of busy right now because they're going to land on this planet. All these skeletons and everything, and they're going to get attacked by birds, but then they're going to get saved by a hot chick. She twirls her sticks and sends them away. Of course, because they fail, Lord Zedd just fries them. Or not, yeah. Lord Zedd, Ivan Ooze. Now Lord Zedd's in a snow globe. So, so what are we going to do? You're going to venture out to this monolith and get the great power, and we're going to give you ninja powers to help you along the way. So they get all these new spirit animals, and they all get a cool explanation, except for Adam, who becomes a frog, which is the funniest line in the movie. Oh, because he's a handsome prince. Dude, Adam totally could have tapped that. Except then she turns into an owl, so I guess maybe he doesn't want to tap that. So, like, part of the jungle scene is kind of cool because they fight, like, a dinosaur skeleton, but it's so horribly puppeteered at times that it's cheesy. And then, of course, but the way they defeat it is kind of funny because Tommy jumps on its back and just rips out the bone connecting its skull to the rest of it. And its face just falls off. And then they fight rock creatures guarding the monolith. And that's where the choreography gets super, super cheesy, where Tommy does, like, the ultra corkscrew. And there's like, even, like, a POV shot of him corkscrewing. But the rest of the scene's actually pretty cool, although they gang up on poor Adam, and he's all like, stop picking on the frog, guys.
Where's the frog? Billy's gay. Make fun of him.
Nah, he's a wolf, man. Billy's the wolf.
He's a gay wolf. He should have been a bear.
He's hungry like... No, Aisha's the bear.
Billy should have been the bear. He's into hairy fat guys.
Rocky's an ape. And then, like, Kimberly gets a crane and Tommy gets a falcon. It's like one of these things is not like the other. But when they unleash the great power, they somehow become Rangers again because it's totally one and the same thing. And they even get new Zords, which is that good because
like shit.
Yeah. Ivan Ooze unleashes his skeletal monsters. One's like a scorpion and the other one is a... I don't know if the other one's supposed to be like a praying mantis or something. Just a bug. And they're attacking Angel Grove. So the Rangers come back with their super cool new powers. Meanwhile, the parents are going to go leap to their doom because Ivan Ooze told them to. But it's all right because Fred's going to round up all the kids and save everybody's lives, including Bulk and Skull helping to lead the charge.
Yeah, but they still get their hero moment in this movie.
They do. They totally become heroes, bro. So yeah, the Rangers, they get their new Zords, and it's horrible computer animation battles. Although the battles themselves are kind of cool, but yeah, the computer animation just is super cringeworthy. And like, the way that they try to stop these things are almost kind of stupid. Like, Adam's like, well, I'm a frog, so I'll use my tongue, and that doesn't work. And then Billy's like, well, I'm a wolf, so I'll just latch onto this thing's tail, and that doesn't work. But I think Aisha's is the best, where she's like, all right, let's power with the bear, and just gets shot once and goes down. And then meanwhile, Kimberly's going after Ivan Ooze, but that's not really working up. Ah, it's a cute little pink ranger. Hey, you think she's cute too, huh? He does kind of do like a Beavis and Butthead laugh with that. And then, of course, Tommy saving the kids so they don't plummet off the... Because, you know, the Falcon totally works to get the monorail to go over it.
Monorail. Well, yeah, you just fold your hands and there's the flat part on top.
So they take out the first scorpion with the with Tommy's Falcon missiles, and it's pissed. So he's just like, "All right, screw it, I'm gonna transform." And then he goes from actually really cool, well done costume to horrible CGI. But I think my favorite part is that he like takes a building like their own version of a tower, and uses that as his weapon. So now it's time to form the Ninja Megazord. Meanwhile, of course, Tommy is, like, not there because we got to make the Ninja Mega Falcon Zord. And then let's battle, bruh. I don't even know what to say about the battle. It's horribly rendered, but it's still kind of cool. Although the way they take out Ivan Ooze at the end is kind of lame. Let's lead him into the path of the comet. And then they have the emergency button that knees him in the balls. His little Ivan Ooze's got taken out.
Which, in a way, is semi called back on in the new movie.
Yeah, it is. Then, of course, we have to have the super emotional moment where we use our powers to resurrect Zordon. And apparently we can also just fix the command center at the same time.
Well, yeah.
Zordon said we could do anything, so we did. And then, of course, Fred's all like, I'm going to become a Power Ranger. I'm going to be the Gold Ranger. And it's like, LOL, no, you're not. Jason will.
Well, first it's like some guy from another planet, and then he's going to lose the power, and he's going to transfer it. Jason, that's like Zeo. That's like a while off still, bro.
Yeah, that's not even close to this.
We still need like two more power sources before we even switch.
We got to do like the Shogun thing, which was super lame. And then that's what led us to Zeo. Although I gotta say that the mid-credit scene is friggin' hilarious, where Goldar's taking over, and then Zed and Rita just show up pissed off. Well, Goldar's still around, so, or at least during that part, so I guess that worked out. Yeah, Power Rangers the movie. Super lame overall, but also super fun. Don't expect a good movie, but do expect to have fun. So let's do some trivia, man. Brady Bunch reunion line, that was totally ad-libbed. So they filmed the Angel Grove scenes in Sydney, and they're just like, hey, there's a fireworks show at the Power Rangers at Darling Harbour. So they got a whole bunch of people to turn up to watch fireworks, and that's how they filmed the end credits scene, so they wouldn't have to pay extras. That's one way to do it. First time in all of Power Rangers that we have 100% new and original material. And again, they really should have gone with the rubber suits. Johnny Young Bosch actually came up with the frog line himself because he thought that that was super lame. When the movie was originally written, it was supposed to have Walter Jones, Dewey Trang, and Austin St. John in it. But, you know, money disputes. So they went with the new guys. Again, not bad Rangers, but they weren't the originals. Originally, they shot all the fight sequences without the Power Rangers visors because they wanted them to show emotion, and then they realized how lame it looked. So they reshot all of the scenes with the visors. The trivia we were talking about before about Gabrielle Fitzpatrick, she was originally replaced. It was because she had an ovarian cyst, which had to be removed. But they fired her replacement and brought her back anyway, and then just reshot all her scenes. And who is her replacement, Dan?
Mariska Hargitay.
Yep. She totally got the fired, bruh. But that's okay, because you can still see her in other stuff.
Bruh.
You know, like Law and Order? So they originally... I already read that one. Johnny Young Bosch actually did all of his own ninja suit stunts because his stunt double got hurt, and Jason David Frank did most of his stunts. The Red Hot Chili Peppers cover of Higher Ground, which they use in this movie, originally appeared in the TV unaired pilot, so kind of a little throwback there. 7 hours in the makeup chair for Paul Freeman to become Ivan Ooze.
And then he's got to work like a 20-hour day after that.
Yeah, originally they were going to do rat monsters instead of the ooze guys, but they decided they looked lame, so they recycled them. And they ended up on the TV show anyway in a Green Ranger storyline. And that's pretty much it. There's not too many other really good trivia here. Some of the trivia is kind of lame. Like, Dulcea was modeled after an Amazon warrior.
No shit.
So, in case you were curious about that. All right, so. We've concluded Power Rangers. Last on the agenda for the month of March is Escape from New York. And we chose it because it's on Netflix, it's readily available, and Dan hasn't seen it, and I either have seen it a long time ago or haven't. I don't even remember if which Escape movie I saw. Could have been LA. Either way, it's an agenda movie, and it's John Carpenter, so you know it's going to be good. So at least we will conclude March with that. Now, our April schedule is as follows. We have Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Then we have Prep Movie, Fast and the Furious, the original, to prep for the eighth one. But I own this one on DVD, so it'll be easy to watch. Our 420 episode is going to be half-baked because LOL 420. And then Breakfast at Tiffany's closes out the month. That is chosen by my wife, who is going to be on that episode because that's when her birthday is and she wants us to review something and be on it. And she had us do Devil Wears Prada last year, which I did not hate. So I'm okay with a old school Audrey Hepburn movie. Then, of course, we'll get you to our May schedule, which is going to have two prep movies as well. And then, of course, we've got some more prep over the summer, but not too much. We still have some open slots available. So if you're listening, you want us to review something, get it submitted. We also have some slots open near the end of the year. But get those submissions in now, bruh, or we ain't going to review your movie.
Bruh.
Right, so next week, Escape from New York. Till that time, I am Dan, and that is Chris.
You are Dan.
I am Dan, that is Chris. We are Go Talkin' Talkies.
Talkin' Talkies production.
Yes. In association with Club Kayfabe.